The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Thursday here in Margate. I'm sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office here.
Okay, we're all good.
I don't know why you don't have to be on the phone.
Go ahead and talk.
We're here in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office, and I'm speaking to you from Save-A-Lot. And joining us is a very, very special guest. Before we bring in our special guest, let me bring in Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
Thursday morning issues here. We've overcome them. Everything is in order. And now I can bring in our very special guest, who I believe is speaking to us from the great state of California, which is 3 hours behind us. So let me welcome Miss Nancy Angelini. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Al. Good morning, Janet.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm really pleased to be back on your show. It's such an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it is our pleasure to have you, Nancy. Are you speaking to us from California?
Actually, I live in Massachusetts, so we're in the same time zone.
That's a long way from California.
It is. The company is in Scotts Valley, California. But since I can travel from wherever, as long as I'm close to an airport, I'm living in Massachusetts to be near my aging parents. So that's where I am. I'm living on the farm. We have a family farm. It's 21 acres. And my 85-year-old father is outside picking blueberries as I speak.
God bless him. That's great. Yeah. This is the season for blueberries, for sure, up north.
It certainly is. It certainly is.
And they must be nice and giant ones, nice, juicy, plump, and delicious.
They're giant this year because we have so much rain. Yes, they're absolutely humongous.
That's wonderful to hear. Well, I'm sure we'll look forward to having some of those come to Florida sometime in the next couple of weeks so we can enjoy them as well.
I will cart them on the plane if I have to.
I'm sure the staff at Source Natural and everybody there would love to have some of those blueberries.
They would. They certainly would. They go fast, though. A lot of the local stands buy them up. So it's fun. If I have a long lunch, I go out and pick a little. Connected to the roots, you know.
Very nice. Give our listeners a little background about yourself and about the company called Source Natural.
Well, I have been in this industry. This particular industry, I'm going on 19 years. But I've been a licensed practitioner and a clinical herbalist for 22 years and very soon to finish my homeopathic course as well. So on top of being an educator, someone who goes out and trains and teaches on the efficacy and the scientific support for rationales for formulas or herbs and nutraceuticals, I'm also somebody who has a part-time clinical practice. So, and Source Naturals has literally been what I would say is a leader in nutraceuticals and herbs for 40 years. They've been around for a long time. And they have a sister company called Planetary Herbals, which many of the formulas are brought to market through Dr. Michael Tierra and Leslie Tierra, who are very, very well-known herbalists. So lots of times you see herbs in the Source Naturals formulas, and a lot of the ideas for that come from Michael and Leslie Piera, which is pretty significant in the world of herbalism today. So I feel very blessed to work for and be a spokesperson for this outstanding company.
Well, I know all the years that I've been doing business with them, they are a very, very strong, reputable, and conscientious company putting together ingredients that are mostly patented forms of the ingredient that people need to improve their health. And I'm very thankful that we do business with Source Natural because, of, again, their strength in being able to put to marketplace a great product with great ingredients. And the other interesting point is they back up whatever is in the bottle. Whatever it says on the bottle is what's inside the bottle. And that's another key point of my liking to do business with Source Natural. Janet, you have some firsthand experience with Source Natural as well over the years.
Certainly a company that I have been able to go to find very specific formulas that are going to meet the needs of different clients that I work with. And with regard to the Source Natural sister company, Planetary Formulas, it was Michael Tierra's Master Herbalist course that I'd studied years and years and years ago. So I have a great level of respect for the amount of basic information that is part of, is joined very beautifully with scientific studies to come with to come to marketplace with formulas that have dramatic impact for the people who choose them. And it truly is over the years, it truly is that Source Naturals has demonstrated that they are leaders because they are cutting edge with regard to the different forms of nutrients and the innovative combinations of nutrients. So today we're looking, Nancy, at two products from Source Naturals that I think are just absolutely genius. And since this is the entree to my day, let's start with Source Naturals Day Starter. Absolutely superior. Calm energy and focus. And it's interesting because there may be people out there who say, well, calm energy? That doesn't make sense. If I'm calm, I'm not energetic. If I'm energetic, I'm really wired. So let's talk about the combination of ingredients and how you can actually have calm energy.
Yeah, that is such a great consideration because, you know, it's interesting to look at the statistics. Over 100 million Americans consume coffee every day. 54% of Americans over the age of 18 are consuming anything caffeinated on a daily basis. So 300 milligrams of caffeine are being consumed by most Americans per day. And the FDA basically made those statistics available in 2012. So we know that there's a growing market of consumers that feel like they need something to generate a sense of not just energy, but cognition, so that they can think clearly and they can go to work and do their job. What's problematic about all that caffeine is the negative side effects. And, of course, the negative side effects would be jitteriness, increased anxiety, rapid heart rate, and disturbed sleep patterns. So, And then there's also like this whole other piece that goes along with daily caffeine consumption, which is acidity in the upper digestive tract, which may, not necessarily always, but may eventually lead to ulcers. So that's problematic. I mean, there is a positive side to having caffeine, whether it's green tea, black tea, coffee, you know, whatever your choice is. But there is a negative side to that. And what Day Starter is all about is using science to understand how to reduce the negative side effects of caffeine and increase the positive side effects of caffeine consumption. So that's what this whole rationale for the formula was. Come to find out, Janet and Al, that the research is really strong for theanine in combination with caffeine to create that relaxed alertness. And that's what most people are looking for. And you're right, Janet. Exactly what you described is what happens. People take something to relax, and then they're too relaxed, and they can't get their work done. They can't really put their thoughts together. People take something to wake their mind up and make them feel alert, and they're bouncing off the wall. So this addition of L-theanine, which is a very safe amino acid, in a certain milligram amount, combined with a certain milligram amount of caffeine, seems to do the trick. So it is quite incredible. What the research did show was that theanine modulates certain brain waves that are associated with a relaxed state of mind. But when you add the caffeine in, you're not sleepy. So it's pretty amazing to see that you can take two opposing energies, if you will, put them in a formula and get one overall phenomenal response.
Isn't that exciting what you said? Two opposing, seemingly opposing substances and get the kind of results that we know so many people are looking for. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli, our very special guest today, Nancy Angelini, spokesperson for Source Naturals. I'm here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center today from 11 to 2. So come on in and talk to me about Source Naturals Day Starter. And when we come back, a brand new product from Source Naturals. Stay tuned, more to come.
Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Thursday here in Margate, and we are located at 3105 North State Road 7, which is a 1/2 mile south of Sample Road. And as a reminder, if you didn't hear the announcement yesterday or the day before, we are doing mail order service now. And all you have to do is call the store number, which is 754-307-1655, and somebody will take your order. And if you give it to us before 3 o'clock today, it will go out the same day. And if you do live locally, it's a good chance you'll have it tomorrow. So, again, the number to call is 754-307-1655. If you do live outside of the state or the area that we're in now, Broward County, you can call a toll-free number, which is 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT, 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. That's the toll-free number if you live outside of Broward County. And now we're going to go back to our very special guest, who is Nancy Angelini, speaking to us from Massachusetts on her family farm. And we were speaking about blueberries and the plump, juicy ripeness and sweetness of the blueberry that is available now in Massachusetts, which is making me very hungry. But here we go back to you, Janet, and we're talking about a great new product that was developed by Source Natural.
What we will get to is Source Natural's Screen Time Stamina, and that name might be a little confusing to some of our listeners. But before I get to that discussion, I just had a couple of questions with regard to the day starter, Calm, Energy, and Focus. We were talking about the effect of caffeine and how so many millions of Americans do rely on caffeine to keep them going over the course of the day, and that there may be some side effects, jitteriness, rapid pulse, insomnia, and Nancy, you were mentioning acidity. Now, the jittery, rapid pulse, insomnia, might those be very commonly experienced across the whole range of people who are using the caffeine in coffee, black tea, and so on, any kind of caffeinated beverages? Or is it just people who have a caffeine sensitivity?
Well, apparently, you know, looking at the research and also just from a clinical experience, there's a threshold for all human beings relative to the amount of caffeine the nervous system can manage or the body can manage. Like a human body of 150 pounds, if you go over that barrier, everybody gets jittery. Everybody, you know, I mean, it's just that's the way that it is. I do know there are some people who actually can drink a cup of coffee and then go to sleep, but they are not reaching that threshold. So it is different for different people, but the common average for threshold for milligrams of caffeine per day is 300 milligrams. If you go over that, it could be quite devastating to the body. If you're 150 to 175 pounds as an adult. So the negative side effects can be experienced by anyone depending upon the amount of caffeine that they're getting and the, you know, the weight and size of their body. So the answer to that is yes, but it's variable depending upon weight, size, you know, metabolism, et cetera. At about 100 milligrams, some people don't feel negative side effects of caffeine, but some people who are exceptionally sensitive to any caffeine may, even at 100 milligrams, feel jittery.
So very interesting, and let's say a typical cup of coffee, and keep in mind when I'm saying a cup, I'm not saying a mug, I'm not saying 16 ounces, I'm saying 8 ounces. So an 8-ounce cup of coffee typically would have, let's say, between 40 and 60 milligrams of caffeine?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So people need to understand that if they are experiencing any of these sensations, jitteriness, rapid pulse, certainly falling asleep at night, they might take into consideration that the amount, their level of sensitivity is something to be concerned about. And certainly the acidity can be happening at a much lower level of intake of caffeine. So here is an answer to how to get started in the day with natural substances that truly have an ability to change your brain chemistry. I remember reading in one of the journals about caffeine and that initially that almost mental buzz that people get with the caffeine, that their mind, their brains work very rapidly, that they're able to accomplish multiple things in a short period of time, that if they try to keep that mental quickness going by drinking more and more and more caffeine, it just doesn't happen that way. So here's a perfect way to start your day to get that kind of mental, I don't want to say push, mental support that really gets you going through your entire day. So
that's really important what you just said. I want to underscore that because sometimes people will drink tea instead of coffee. So tea has L-theanine in it, but it only has 5 milligrams of theanine in it compared to 45 milligrams, up to 40 milligrams of caffeine. So in Daystarter, we switch the ratio. We lower the caffeine to 100 milligrams, and we raise the theanine to 200 milligrams. And controlled clinical trials showed that caffeine plus theanine in this ratio of higher theanine to lower caffeine boosts accuracy of tests and attention within a 60-minute frame of consumption. So exactly what you're saying is true. Caffeine will not necessarily keep helping you with attention and accuracy of mental performance. It levels off after it peaks. So, but theanine can actually increase that over a longer period of time.
Is the calcium in the formula meant to potentially counteract acidity? Tell me why the calcium there. Is it the calming effect of calcium, calming acidity? What is it meant to do?
The calcium is really related to nerve synapse. You know, because this is really geared towards nervous system function, you know, we use a lot of calcium for neurons to fire. It's also a really good kind of a base mineral to have these compounds, if you will, carried, if you will, into the nervous system. So it really helps. But the rationale for the formula really is to target the nervous system, and we want to make sure that there's kind of a delivery system to the nervous system. So calcium is a really good choice for that.
Beautiful, beautiful formula, and we're moving on to another.
Jenna, before we get on to the other point, I have a question for Nancy. Would this particular product interfere if someone were taking a high-dose multi for energy?
Well, it depends upon what's in the multi. You know, if there are other stimulants, but if they're just tonic herbs, say ashwagandha or rhodiola, you know, or eleutherococcus or ginseng, no, it would not. In fact, there would be a synergistic effect. But if there are other nootropics, it might. I guess it depends on what the nootropics were, like DMAE or other components that may be more stimulant-like. I think if you're just working with tonic herbs that are known to give you energy, it would actually be a nice mix.
My focus was on some of the multis from Source Natural, Nancy.
Oh, that from Source Natural? Well, generally speaking, when we formulate with the idea that you can piece together these particular formulas and that they're meant to work together. So we take into consideration that you may be taking something else from Source Natural. So we have a tendency to kind of make it a big jigsaw puzzle, if you will. We have the systemic care model that we use to try and create building blocks, if you would say, with many of our formulas, both from Planetary and Source. And so if you're taking something from Source, the likelihood that there would be contraindicated outcome would be very low.
All right. The same question, if this were given to college-age children, kids, that are trying to study for exams, and they were drinking some of these high-potency energy drinks like Red Bull, what effect would that have on it?
Well, actually, the theanine might calm them, and it might spare them. But I guess it depends on the milligram dose. Remember, you know that old saying, Al, you know, the divine or the devil is in the dose. And it is very, very true. You know, the theanine can help sort of lower the negative side effects of caffeine in the central nervous system, but only to a certain effect. If you have, you know, 500 to 750 milligrams of caffeine, that, you know, 200 milligrams of theanine is only going to work so much to sort of suppress the excitatory activity of caffeine on the central nervous system.
Well, the reason I bring it up is because Janet Cimarelli, who is our licensed nutritionist here at Save-A-Lot, deals with different people in different areas of either work or schooling, and it could come up in a question, and I just want to make sure that people can come here to see Janet and get the right answers. We're not in business to push product.
Exactly.
I know Janet only likes to engage people who are in need of certain formulations to help them feel better and deal with health challenges. And this particular product is, I guess, good for a group of all ages. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, it would be up to Janet, since she's the clinical practitioner, if she would give it to children under the age of 12. But, you know, that would be her call. And I would have nothing to say about her choice in that. If she would take the case and make a determination. But I often, you know, I have high school students and college students in my practice, and I often ask them to, you know, why don't you just dump the Red Bull for now and try this and see if it works better. And oftentimes the report is that this day starter does the trick, and even better in many cases. So I get that feedback often from my school age clientele.
Because that Red Bull and Monster, those whole category of drinks, tend to really overstimulate. And ultimately, there may be a crash. And so people who've been using those products for a while, they've experienced that high and then the crash. And here's a product that will actually achieve calm, focus, and support motivation. That music means that it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman. And joining us by phone from Massachusetts, our very special guest, Nancy Angelini. And we'll be right back.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices, EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP, everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and our very special guest today is Nancy Angelini, speaking to us from the great state of Massachusetts, and we're discussing a product called Screen Time Stamina, which is for the body, mind, and eye performance. And as we were discussing, it may be utilized for people of many different ages. And Janet, of course, is here today from 11 to 2 to answer any questions you may have about whether or not you're a candidate to use this particular Screen Time Stamina product. It does come in three different sizes. It comes in at 30, 60, and 120. And when you hear me talk about prices, We give you the manufacturer suggested retail price, and we also give you our everyday low price. And when you hear shows that are advertising either on the internet or on the radio stations, and they talk about wholesale prices, and they talk about the lowest prices, and everything related to everything else, they never discuss the price. They only give you names. They say wholesale, or we're giving you the lowest price. And you have to weigh what you're getting, because they also don't talk about the ingredients, which is something that Nancy and Janet have just been speaking about. So it's important when you're choosing a product, choose the right ingredients and make sure you're getting the right price. This particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $45.50. We here at Save-A-Lot, for the 120 tablets, have an everyday low price of only $27.39. And again, that's for the Screen Time Stamina product. I know there's one other product that we want to get into, but I just wanted to ask another question of Nancy. Are there any sugars in this particular product that would cause anybody that's a diabetic, any kind of dysfunction?
In Screen Time Stamina? No. No.
So perfectly safe.
Well, again, you'd have to check with your herbalist or your naturopath. If you have a condition that is, you know, as serious as diabetes is, you really, you do want to make sure that, you know, that the herb combinations are right. But Screen Time Stamina has holy basil, rhodiola, ginseng, eleuthero, ashwagandha, and those are actually fantastic herbs that are often used with people who have, you know, who want a natural support, if you will, for metabolic imbalances. So I would feel okay about it as long as I took the case and could see the case. But there's no sugar in the product, and there's no fructose in the product. So from that standpoint, you're very safe.
Okay. And, Janet, I know you want to move on to the next product, unless you want to wrap up anything else on Screen Time.
No, we're going to Screen Time now. Okay. So, talking about Screen Time Stamina, what I thought was people might be a little bit confused by the product. I stopped. I looked at the label. I saw Body Mind Eye Performance and Screen Time. So what came into my mind, interestingly enough, was my 16-year-old grandson and his different video games that he's playing. So tell us a little bit about what you had in mind when this product was being formulated. Who was your target?
Okay, so Janet, when I was growing up, we never needed stuff like this. You know, I'm in my 50s, so I think to myself, good grief. But there were very profound studies that were done starting in 2012 until the current neurological studies, and they did brain imaging, and they found, this is shocking, actually, when I was reading the research, my mouth was hanging open, I was catching flies, but basically what they said is that the longer you stay in front of a screen, any screen, TV, computer, phone, any screen, the more your brain changes. And how it changes is shocking. You lose gray matter. And it can be substantial. And in today, so the brain, gray matter is shrinking. The white matter increases, but the white matter needs the brain matter. The gray matter in the brain. And so what's happening is we have these young people who don't understand that they are radically changing their brain tissue by spending an enormous amount of time in front of the screen. Not only that, they're changing their eyes. You know, there's enormous amounts of eye strain. But because of this shift in actual concentrations of different kinds of matter of their brain, they're very different. They function very differently. So regions of the brain, such as emotional processing, executive attention, which is in the frontal lobe, decision-making, and cognitive control, which is around craving, those are inhibited. They are actually in some ways injured by excessive screen time. So there was a 2011 study of 4,500 adults that demonstrated that increasing your screen time, whether it's TV or otherwise, was a major contributor to increase the likelihood of death. And it increased it by 52%. And it wasn't just about not getting enough exercise. It had a lot to do with the dramatic changes in concentration of types of matter of tissue in the brain. So what happened was that there became an internal discussion at Source Naturals about, well, what can we do? This is scary. And our children really spend an enormous amount of time in front of screens, whether it's playing games or doing their homework or, you know, socializing on their phones. So that was really where the impetus came for creating this formula, which I love this one. I think it has real relevance in today's world. So that's why we created the formula, is because many of us were reading this neurological research, you know, findings. And they did this through taking images, CAT scans and PET scans of the brain. And it was a huge, huge part of the population. I mean, 4,500 adults over the age of 18 having PET scans. That's a shocking amount of people. And to, you know, witness these changes in the brain, it makes me a little nervous. I actually walk away from my computer more since I've read all that research.
It's astonishing. It is. I have this mental picture of your astonishment with your mouth hanging open as you're reading the research. And so crucially important for us to understand that we can make decisions, and these decisions have a real-time impact on our brain chemistry. Is it something that is going to have more significant impact on developing brains, or is it on aging brains, or it just doesn't matter? Your brain's at risk.
Actually, the population that's most at risk are the children. Adult brains do change, but not as rapidly as youth brains of the youth. And of course, when you have aging brains, when you're getting over the age of 40 and hormones have shifted and, aging is accelerating, their dementia is not necessarily related to, screen time, although it can be, and especially with our senior population, the television is an issue more than computers, but with the 30-somethings and the 40-somethings, they'll have an addition of computers at work and TV at home. So it just gets uglier as the generations roll forward. But our children are very much at risk at completely changing the way that their brain is structured by this enormous amount of time in front of screens.
I was very impressed that there was attention to vision in this formula. So I'm not seeing it right now as I'm scanning it, but things like vitamin A, crucially important, the beta carotene aspect of it. So what else is there in there that is specifically focusing on maintaining eye health? It's people don't necessarily understand that the technology is entering their brains at a certain wavelength, and that wavelength literally transmits a change to your brain chemistry. So how else is eye performance supported here?
Both lutein and zeaxanthin, as well as vitamin D, are in this formula, very much focused on eye health. I often tell my clients and my students, we disregard the eyes, but the eyes are our brain. they are they're not just eyeballs, but they are the most, they're the most exposed, and they're the most, for a visual being as human, the Homo sapien is more visual than they are olfactory or auditory, although we have all three senses. We are dominant visual. So our brains and our eyes being the foremost part of our brains and the most exposed part of our brains, we don't think of it that way, but it really is that way. When you look at what the eyeball is, it is so similar to what the brain tissue is in many, many aspects of it. So caring for our eyes and nourishing our eyes is actually going to affect our brains very dramatically.
Very dramatically, and nourishing your eyes, crucial, hydration, crucial, and then don't abuse that neurological pathway to the outside world from your brain. Don't abuse it by too much screen time. So is it benefited if someone stands up and walks away from their computer? Let's say in the past, people who are sitting in front of computers all day long, what I tell them is once every half hour to stand up, walk around, and come back, and it should be about 60 seconds. And we are kind of coming close to the break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And what I want to do is get back to this discussion with regard to the impact on your brain, what you are exposing your eyes to. You're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center with Mr. Al Foreman, and joining us by phone, our special guest, Nancy Angelini, and we're talking about Source Natural Screen Time Stamina. Stay tuned. More to come.
Come to my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a Thursday here, the 27th of July. And I'm sitting with Janet Cimarelli in her palatial office, and we're speaking with Nancy Angelini, who is speaking to us from Massachusetts. And I just have to confess to a boo-boo I made earlier where I introduced a screen time, and I was really meant to talk about Daystarter.
Okay.
So let me go back to Daystarter and let our listeners
know
that this particular product has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $43.50. We have an everyday low price of only $26.19, and that is for the 240 tablet size. It does come in 60s and 120s also, but the 240 tablet Daystarter, which we spoke about the first half hour, is only $26.19. And based upon a dosage of either one or two a day, this can last you quite a long time, and the price is very, very inexpensive for the benefits that you will realize from using the Day Starter. And you can listen to this show again by going to our archive shows on www.SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. And we archive all of our radio shows, so you have the benefit, if you missed anything, to tune in again and listen to exactly what was said on the show. And Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you and to Nancy.
Okay, so we were talking about the impact on our eyes, and my question was, is it sufficient to get up once every half hour from your computer screen and take about a minute and then come back to your work? Is that enough?
Well, it's better than not doing that, and I definitely do every hour.
Okay.
Where I get up. But I also do exercises with my eyes, because one of the problems with staring at a screen is that we make the screen move, but we don't move our eyes. And a lot of the, this is very fascinating, because I've been delving into this to try and understand, you know, what we're up against relative to, you know, our youth, and computers and phones and whatnot. So our eyes don't move as much. Our eyes stay static and the screen moves, which is a problem, because in order for us to learn, we have to have eye movement. In order to take information in, there needs to be eye movement. Generally, it's a right to left or a left to right movement, but any movement at all of the eyes actually indicates that you're taking information in. That's why we read from left to right, or in Japan they read, you know, or in the Asia they read from right to left. But because of that sideways motion of the eyes, we're actually intaking. That's a cue to the brain to actually learn and take information in. But because we stare at screens and we make the screen move, we're not learning, and our attention and our focus is diminishing because of it. So I often tell people, it's great, you got to walk away from the screen, but do eye circles and do little eye exercises where you make your eyeballs move from side to side, up and down and around slowly, and breathe while you do it. But if you do that, it will help enormously with eye fatigue and eye strain, and also with attention.
My son-in-law, who works with two computer screens as part of his architecture business, I tell him he needs to close his eyes and do figure eights with his eyes.
Yeah.
And those figure eights, sometimes it's you're feeling like you're really pulling the muscle, but you need to be pulling that muscle, because that does control the shape of your eyeball. The other thing that I tell him to do is you focus on something near, and then you focus on something far. Once again, you're moving slightly different muscles in your eyes, and all of that plays a very big role in maintaining good vision. And certainly what we're seeing here and hearing here, it's playing a role with regard to our brain chemistry. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I was very impressed with the list of ingredients in the screen time stamina formula: rhodiola, ashwagandha, holy basil, schisandra, and then the things that are going to be supportive of active brain chemistry: gotu kola, vinpocetine, huperzine, DMAE. It's such an amazing, comprehensive formula. And so, Nancy, tell us a little bit about, should our teenagers use it? It's a benefit across the age categories?
I think, for the most part, I do believe this is for, the formula was made for adults, you know, so over the age of 16, 17, 18. But in your case, Janet, you know, if you felt that this was appropriate for our preteen, then, you know, that would be your call. It's mild enough. I don't think anything in here is too excessive that it would cause a preteen to
be thrown out of balance. But again, it's a case by case business situation with that. Relative to anyone 17, 18, or older, it really is, really designed to be, take the recommended serving, the suggested serving on the bottle, and it should work. There is also 100 milligrams of caffeine and 100 milligrams of L-theanine in this formula. So it's a little bit more stimulating than the day starter, but because of all the other tonic herbs, you still may not feel it as if it's too stimulating at all. Many of the tonic formulas in here are part of what we call nootropics. Nootropics is a kind of a new category for herbs that are about brain health, to increase attention, to increase acquisition, which means your ability to learn and memorize, and to increase what's called executive function, which means your ability to rapidly, come to a decision, make a decision, and then follow out that decision process. So this is a spectacular formula. I often use this formula when I know that I have a lecture to give or, for example, a radio show to do. I took this formula this morning knowing that I needed to prepare and really be on my game, if you will. So it is really designed for adults. But again, in your case, Janet, it would be your call. I, as a clinician, I might feel very comfortable giving it to a preteen, someone in high school who is struggling with attention and spending too much time on computers. Absolutely, I would.
Well, I have to say this screen time stamina, for some reason that's a tongue twister for me. Screen time stamina is hitting the marketplace at a crucially important time. The Chinese have developed a very complicated video game that actually you might call it addictive. They have enacted laws that children under 12 are not allowed to play this game after 9 p.m. They have said that anyone under 18 is limited to a certain number of hours per week, and it seems as though they're having a great deal of difficulty enforcing those rules. It has such an addictive effect on the players, and it is due to hit the United States sometime this fall. So for all of those parents out there that are concerned about the amount of screen time their children may be spending, here is an absolutely comprehensive and very valuable formula for them to introduce into their children's lives.
Nancy, you mentioned you took some before the radio show. Did you take doses of three at one time, or do you stagger it?
Well, this morning I did take all three because I was really not myself this morning, but I feel good now. I feel like I'm really clear. I can access information, and it's all right there at my mind's fingertips, if you will. So I did take all three, but I'm an adult, and I know that particular dosing was meant for a one-time dose. I do have people that stagger it, that find it really strong, but I guess if you're feeling particularly sleepy in any morning, that full suggested serving is basically okay. If you have a little breakfast with it, yeah.
Well, let me remind our listeners that this particular product does come in three sizes. It comes in 30s, 60s, and 120s. And the product that we're looking at right now is the bottle of 120, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $45.50. We have an everyday low price of only $27.39. And the ingredient listing is very clearly stated on the label. And I know that what's inside, or what's on the outside of the label, is inside the bottle. And I have to thank Source Natural and Planetary Formulas for living up to their motto about everything that is on the label is inside the bottle, and it can be assayed by anybody that wants to get it assayed, or Source Natural will supply us with an assay to prove that whatever is on the label is in the bottle. Janet?
something unfortunately not always available in the marketplace. And Nancy, thanks so much for taking your three formulas this morning. Was it the screen time or the day starter? Which did you take?
I decided to use screen time this morning because I was really feeling off when I got up this morning. And, I went out for a little walk and I thought, it's just not coming. And I thought, I don't really need that much caffeine. But I really feel like I need some tonic herbs.
It turned on your brain. And Nancy, thanks
really
so much for joining us. And to our listeners, we will be back live tomorrow, Friday at 10. So we hope to see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.